Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Normally at this time we play a little music. My internet, we're working with it, so praise God, hallelujah. We believing for it. We believing it's going to come back up like it's supposed to, Father God. Hallelujah. But anyway, we want to encourage everyone to be encouraged. We'd like to take this moment and speak life into your life. Pray that you do the same. You know, the Bible says whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. I want to speak life. I want to speak the word of God in your life, that you will acknowledge what the word says. And, hey, be blessed. Hallelujah. And be blessed by it. We, I mean, you know, they don't want to come up. We believe in God. What is hallelujah? Yeah. Father God, we come today with thanksgiving in our hearts. The word says in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we'd like to take this time, Father God, to thank you, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God. We learn who you are in your word, Father God. We learn who you are based on the word of God. So I come, Father God, with thanksgiving, believing, above all, that your word is greater. I come thanking Father God that it's not over until you see it's over.
We want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. He'll bring it.
Thank you.
When I think about the goodness of God,
you made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain or feel you calling me? It's all on me to stay and really catch what you show. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment. You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall. I'm not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, though, that's what you're showing. Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up. You make me want to shout it. Oh, you're the shining in my life. And when you are true, they make up, they make up. You keep showing up. You ain't no doubt about it. You are the shining in my life. You are the joy. You're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise. You cover me. My defender when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth of man who's ever kept me free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. But I believe. They keep trying to make your glory fade. But I ain't really sweating what they say. Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up. You make me wanna shout it. Oh, you're the shining in my life. And when you are true, they make up, they make up. You keep showing up. You ain't no doubt about it. You are the good and the bad and the ugly. I can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're a good, you're a good, you're a goodness. Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the good. You're the good.
You're the good, 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 you're the good
with a goodness in my life. I thank God for those two selections, the goodness of my life. When you think about how good he's been, you can't help but to sing about the goodness that's in his life. That was by Todd Matt, Blessing Offering. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Like I said before, we was having a little technical difficulties, but we straight now. We want to ask Evangelist Renee, it should be so kind to, I guess it's right. Okay, it should be so kind to give us a sandwich. And meanwhile, we want to make sure everyone know that we're keeping Pastor Dortch and his family in prayer at this particular time. I believe they're having service for his dad. And so let's just remember them, because right now it's going to be a real sad time, because you don't want to see your loved one go. But hey, when you got the mind of Christ, you accept it and you move on, because you know you will see them again. Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee, are you available? Okay. Let's see here. I was thinking this was Evangelist Renee's number here. Okay. Well, we'll move on till she can come in. Are you there?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. It may be my system over here. But, yeah, could you give us a sandwich, please?
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, because this phone has got a line through the mute button. That was making me think you can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. It was on my end.
Oh, okay. I'm working on that because I know they were coming.
Okay.
You want a sandwich now, Pastor?
I'm sorry?
You didn't want a sandwich now, did you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Are you working on it? Okay.
I'm trying to get my phone on the... I looked at it earlier, but then it goes to sleep. And I'm trying to pull it back up, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but it ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
So I got him.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm gonna keep trying.
All right. Okay. Well, when you get it right, you just press one, and then we'll continue on. Meanwhile, in the book of Hebrews, the 8th chapter. And the 6th verse, and also in Hebrews 7:26, what we're talking about is have a better covenant. And because it's better covenant, we're going to be talking about the difference, why it's better, and have a good, clear understanding of the word better. Then you can understand why it's better. You want better, but let's get us a foundational scripture that reads like this. Hebrews 8:6 says, but now have he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Hallelujah. And over in Hebrews 7, bless God, and 22 reads like this. So much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. So when you think about the word better, you always think about excellent. See? When you think about better, you think about like first class. First class is better than, say, general admission or the regular. First class is always better for those that travel. I know you understand the difference. That's why I want everybody to understand first class is better. I mean, you get that, boom. They'll even pull the curtains on the airplane because you're going to get some food they're not going to have in the back. They may be serving hamburgers in the back, but first class, they're serving steak, simply meaning it's better. So when you think about better, you think about excellence. You think about prime, like a prime rib or prime steak, something that's outstanding, something that's just simply fabulous, you know. So I'm telling you this because Christ is a better than a Moses. Christ is better than the Aaron. Christ is so much better than the old covenant. And that's what we're going to talk about today, that how much better it is than the old covenant. So let me start by saying, brothers and sisters, let me check on this as well. Let me start by saying, okay, well, I believe Evangelist Renee is ready, so let me go over and get her right quick, and then we'll get into the lesson without any other ado. Okay, Evangelist Renee.
There we go. You can hear me now?
I can hear you now. I'm not hearing you. Something going on. I'm not hearing you. Okay, so the old covenant or the old testament, however you want to call it, is reference to the old covenant, which happens to be under the law of Moses. The new covenant is in Christ. That's the difference. So Hebrews 8, and we'll use verses, reads like this. It says, because I want to show you the difference. In 3 and 4, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Now, I hope you get that. See, if Christ was here, he wouldn't operate according to the law. The priests on earth, that's what they do. See, you got to know that everything with Moses was just a shadow of what was to happen. So Christ was not to operate. Now, he fulfilled the law, but if he was a priest, he would have to be a priest according to the law. And if that was the case, he wouldn't even be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts. He offered his whole body, his whole self. When you read Hebrews, let's see, 8 and 6, it reads like this. Well, actually, 5 through 5 and 6. 5 and 6 says this. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things as Moses were, admonished of God when he was also to make the tabernacle to see. Said he that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mountains. And the sixth verse says, but now have he ordained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. This is why you want to be Christ's law, part of Christ's tabernacle, Christ, the things of Christ, because the law only showed a shadow of the thing. But in Christ, you get a reality. You get a gut check. It's real. There they just had, it was limited. It was limited promise. But in the new, there's unlimited promise. It's limitless. It's eternally. The first covenant, it fell by the people. The people didn't want to obey. It failed. In the new faithful agreement by Christ. How do I know that? In Hebrews 8 and 9, we'll read that as well. That's it. We're still in the 8th chapter. Let's go to the 8th and 9th verse. It says, for finding fault with he said, behold, the day's coming, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant, I require them not, said the Lord. I regret them not, said the Lord. Excuse me. I regarded them not, said the Lord. I apologize, brothers and sisters. Maybe the last. But anyway, so what happened was, in this new, it had a better promise than the ancient promise. Now, here's why this is so important. A lot of people don't realize that when you're going to a church, you're living up under the law. You're living up under Moses' law. Now, they won't get deep with this, and they won't tell you that, but I'm going to tell you. But the people fail. They fail. And God said, because you don't keep it, because you won't do it, I'm going to make a new one. So this one has a different standard. It has eternal standards behind it. And God said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in your heart. That way you don't have no excuse. See, when God put it in your heart, you're without excuse. He said, and I guess that's what I really like about the New Testament and this new covenant. It's not like David covenant. It's not like the Mosaic covenant, but Christ covenant. We have a mediator. The Bible says Jesus is a surety of a better covenant, guaranteed. Being in Christ covenant is far better, brothers and sisters, than the being in the church building. It's better to be in Christ. It's better to be in the heavenly sanctuary than to being in the earthly sanctuary. It's far better. So Hebrews says, Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant or a better covenant, for he himself is our peace, who has both won and has broken down the middle walls of separation, and he had abolished it in his flesh, the enemy, that is the law of commandment contained in the ordinance, so as to create in himself a new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he, hallelujah, might reconcile them both to God in one through the cross. For through him, he have brought access by the Spirit of the Father. And that's how we communicate with the Father, is through Christ. So, you see, when you look at that cross, just I hope you can visual this. On one side of that cross represent the old. On the other side represent the new. And Christ in the middle, he's keeping them both together, making them one. So we're one in Christ. The old covenant, it failed. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:7, it had limited access to God. But in the new, we have unlimited access to God. God is personally available for you and for I. It hadn't always been like that. And in the Old Testament, it wasn't like that. And when you think about it, when you are in a church building, between you and God stands a man that says, this is what God say, this is what he doesn't say. Listen, brother and sister, you have the right now to go directly to the throne of grace. You ain't got to go through no priest. You ain't got to go through no pope. You got direct access to God. Now, in the Old Testament, they didn't have that. That's why I said people, they try to live by the old, but they're not living the whole thing. And the Bible says, you're going to be judged by what you're living by. So if you live by the old, that's what you're going to be judged by. Now, you might say, oh, well, no, preacher. Now, you say you're living by the new, but your action shows it's of the old. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:1, the verily, the first covenant had also ordinance of divine service and of a worldly sanctuary. The second verse, for there was a tabernacle made the first, wherein was the candlesticks and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holiness. Get this up here. The Holy of Holiness, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with golden gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod, and take the table of the covenant, and over it was the cherubim of the glory, showing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when the things were thus ordained, the priest went away into the first tabernacle, accomplished the service of God. But into the second went the high priest, alone once every year, not without blood, which he had offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signified that the way into the holiness of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure of the time when the present in which there were offered both gifts and sacrifice could not make him that did his service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meat and drink and divers washing and carnal ordinance imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things, see, there it is. It's a better covenant. It's good stuff. That's the way I like to look at it. It's so much better. So much better. it's so much better. See, let me tell you, when you get in the covenant of Christ, you get separated from the world because you become unequally yoked. They go to the church, you are the church. You're unequally yoked. They talk about it, you be about it. Yeah, unequally yoked. See, believers are grafted into God's covenant family. I said this the other day. You can see this in Romans 11, I say 19 through 25. And I'm going to have to put a pen there. But the covenant of Christ is where you want to be. It's so much better. It's so much better. I can't tell you how much better. It's better than angels. You know, angels, people used to depend on angels, even to come and trouble the water. Angels, according to Galatians 3:19, they gave the covenant. It came by angels. But the angels worship Christ. According to the word of God, that it came by the Holy Ghost, which makes all the difference in the world. Hebrews 10:15-18. So you can either operate in the Holy Spirit or you can depend on angels. That's the old way. The new way is a living word. So we're going to stop right there. Anyone have anything that they like to say, any comments? At this time, you can say them. Anyway.
No.
Oh,
go ahead, Evangelist Renee. That's you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm having issues with my granddaughter over here. This is getting on my lap. No? Pastor, I'm so sorry. I got to say, but my phone froze.
No, no worries. Okay. Well, hey, we'll see you tomorrow with that. Anyone
okay,
else?
For the word.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Oh.
But thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. But John, anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay.
Oh, that's
if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.